We're here together with people who are osek in Melachas HaKodesh, that's called Kiruv HaChokim, and doesn't need much service from my part. It's something that the Olam here does it, and does it with Olam Seris Nefesh, and does it well. But what we do want to do is take a closer look and have something of a deeper understanding of the process, because there's something, I think, misunderstood about the concept, especially with calling it Kiruv HaChokim. The concept of people doing Averis and people doing Maaseh Lemutiv comes with many, many mitzvahs, mitzvahs of being mated to somebody. Ruchni is certainly, as for Gashmis, being mated in Gashmis is important, being mated in Ruchnius is certainly important. But there's another process here that is ongoing, that is more significant. And it's something that we're shutev HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very fundamental process of the Bria. And taking a second look at it, a deeper look at it, will help us greatly understand the process, the chshivas of it, the dynamics of it, and some things we need to learn from it. Especially now that's in the 9 days, we're going to see that this is something very, very fundamental to the process of Geula and the Bria. Let's take a look at Shemoneh Esrei. In Shemoneh Esrei, we have different brachas concerning the Geula. So we have Reiv Onyeinu V'Riva Riveinu Galeinu Me'erla Shmecha. That's brachas HaGeula, and that certainly includes all the elements of the Geula we could possibly think of. We have some more specific ones. Hashiva Sheftenu, which includes the authority and leadership in Kal Yisrael, but it's Sheftim and the Malchus. There is the bracha of the Yerushalayim Ircha. There's a bracha of Tzemach David. So we have three brachas dealing directly with the Geula. And the yichud of each one is understood. There is Geula in general, taking all kinds of out of that Tsar and Tsaris. There's Yerushalayim, there's Malchus Beis David. There is a Sanhedrin, one would guess, together with the other leadership and authorities in Kal Yisrael. But there's one bracha on Geula that seems not quite to, it seems to be really not adding something. And that is Tekah B'Shev Adolach Eresenu. V'Soneis HaKabitz Kol Yisenu, Kabitzinu Yachin Ma'al B'Kam Fos Ha'aretz, Baruch Ata Hashem Mekabitz Nidchi Am Yisrael. So we have here the general Re'ev Onyein of Re'ev Onyeinu. Klai Yisrael is in a terrible matzev, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to be goel us. The assumption is obviously we're not Eretz Yisrael, the Geula is going to be a Geula to take us wherever we are. So what's not a Tekah B'Shev Fogod L'Cher Seinu? What are we referring to at this point? The Kavitz et Cham Yisrof, I mean, Klai Yisrael is dispersed, and that's where the Geula is coming to. You could say that the Berachas HaGeula is referring to situations like when Yavon had ruled over Eretz Yisrael. They weren't in Golus per se, but there were people in Eretz Yisrael, people outside Eretz Yisrael. You can look at more of a physical tsar and a ruchnistic tsar. There are all possible ways of explaining it. But I would like to stop and understand a little bit the mechina of Nidchei Am Yisrael. We have a pasuk. The pasuk says, the pasuk is the, it says v'asav nitche Yisrael and futzas Yehudi Yekabitz. We have a musik called nitche Ama Yisrael. The word nitche refers to what? We have nefutzos Yehuda. Nefutzos means spread out. The people that are not Eretz Yisrael and they're not together as a Klal Yisrael. So we understand that very much as part of our Golus, and that doesn't need explanation. What is Nidche? The word Nidche means Lechura. The etymology of the word is derived. It's coming from Docho, which means to push away. But the problem is not, doesn't lie in the fact that you are pushed away. The problem is that you're not there. So does it really make a difference if we drift away from Eretz Yisrael and drifted off, or if someone came and pushed us out? At the end of the day, the problem is that we're nafotzim. We're all over the place. We're not together. What's the special nature of dichui? If dichui means someone who is pushed out, like, you know, to be matcha somebody, matcha b'shteyadayim, all the way we use the word, how come it is used in the context? What does it describe other than wasn't described in the word nefotzos? So we'll take a look at the Malbim, and the Malbim says over here in Yeshaya in the pasuk for asav litchei yisrael nefotzos u'riyakavitz. The Malbim explains the difference between the two, and he says yadua ki poel nofatz u'pol nidach inam yadafim. The verb nofatz and the verb nidach are not synonymous. Ki nofatz moira al pisa dova hamis achet, like misham hefitzem asham te adama. The word nofatz means its point of reference is the undoing of a certain togetherness. There was a togetherness, and then they were dispersed. The modern-day word of p'tzatza, mapatz, p'tzatza, comes from that. In other words, it's something which was concentrated in one place, and then it spreads out all over. That's nofetz. Nidach hu dava yechidi. Nidach can be one thing. Hanodeid mimkomo, that has wandered from its place. So, we have something that is wandered off from its place. To us, that sounds a mini version of nofetz. Nofetz is, like it says by Dora Flogger, that they were from Misham, they were nofetz on all the Adama. So nofetz is when you have a whole bunch of people spread out, and nidach is one person. So what's, in other words, is it diminutive of that? It's very strange to see it that way, to understand it that way. Also, the pasuk is mechalek between v'asav nidchei Yisrael and futzu rekabetz. Yisrael was, it refers to asaras hashvatim there, and it is something which was a large group was dispersed. Maybe they were not dispersed to many places, but they were dispersed as a large group of people. It's a certain effect that one is one and one's. So the point is really when he says dova yichidi hanoideid v'mekoymoi, it's something that has been pushed away from its place, and understanding that is going to give us the key to understanding what the dechi is. Let's refer to a Maral. Maral says that when we think of a plate, everything in the Bria has in itself, every entity is described not only in terms of itself, but terms of its place. His famous mashal is by a get. That neget, you need to write the Shem HaMakom, because Shem HaMakom is really goes into defining the person. We say Yosef ben Shimon of this and this place. It's more than just a geographical place. Everything in the Bria has a context wherein it draws its existence from. Just like trees, vegetation need to be rooted in a place to draw its chiyus from. Every being, animals have certain geographical locations. They need to be, if they are animals that travel in packs or herds, they need to be part of that. A person needs to be part of a certain society. He needs to be, he can be part of a profession. He can be part of a tekufa. We find by Choni Amagel that when Choni Amagel came back 70 years after his time, he didn't have a place anymore. He had no chius because that wasn't the tekufa, that wasn't the makom and zman where he belonged. And therefore he could not be yoinik chius. Everything in the Bria is yoinik chius from its context. And the context has many elements. Place, society, raison d'être, profession, etc. There's a chazal, interesting chazal, that people kind of, find strange. But chazal referring to this phenomena. It says that, Tumor Bel Basra, Dafta Zayin, it says that Eov was very upset by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, you know what? Maybe you mixed up Eov with Yoav, and that's how, that's why you're getting back at me. So it says, Vayan Hashem Esiv Anasar Vayoma. So the Lashon Chazal is that I created. He says like this. He says, Barasi Harbi Nimin Barasi Bada. I created many. I don't know if the word is nima, it's hairs or something, thin structures. But called nima v'nima barasul guma v'fe'atzma. I created a pore for each guma. Shloshtayim yonkos mi guma achas. That no two should draw sustenance in the same guma. Because if they would, the person would become blind. So be guma l'guma is chalof, be yiv is chalof. He says also called barasi of. I put a lot of raindrops into clouds. The whole tipa of a tipa barus, and every tipa, I gave it its basis. Because if two tfisa would come out, it tashes ours and it's here pairs. So Chazal describe the same thing with two kolos coming from one shvil. In other words, there are roots and shrushim for every single mitzias nebriya, and everything has its own shorish and its own root. And if it would not be, and if you wouldn't have the, if things wouldn't come, if things would mix up the place they come from, they could not survive. So when we speak about things having mekaymos, that is, it's fundamental to the existence of each nivra. And when something is a nidche, it means that it's been cut off from its shoresh. If you take a look at the pasuk, it says v'asav nidche Yehuda, v'asav nidche Yisrael, sorry, nefutzas Yehuda yikabetz. So we're talking about we're talking about the difference between Yehuda and Yisrael. One is the Malchus Yehuda, who was sent away, and they went to Golus, basically forever, meaning until the final Geula, it's Machloikas, if that's Hashvatim, Asid, to come back or not come back. But it says over there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was gazed on them, that they should be there until Shama, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu they don't have Makar Yisrael. Yehuda left Eretz Yisrael. They were put over there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "I'll bring them back." It says, "Bavel Yuvol v'Shama Yud Yud Pach Doisam." So they still were shayach, and they came back. Today we left Eretz Yisrael. We can come back to Eretz Yisrael. There's no gzeira on us. Aseres Hashvatim went to Golus and was a Shama Lo Yeshuvu. They could not come back. They will never come back again to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, they are nitchim. They don't have the Mitzvah Yisrael. Yehuda is nafalt. Yehuda are sort of they happen not to be together, and it takes a big mouth to take them together. But to bring them together, that's but they have a muckle. You find a similar concept, a very, very different realm in the world of Kodesh. of the things that puzzle something for Kabbalists, all sorts of mumim and things like that, there's a concept called dichui, which means something that had once been Kodesh. Something happened to it that made it unfit for Kodesh. But now it's once again a fit for Kodesh. It's something which can be, it theoretically, in the state that it's now, it should be able to use it. Still, we can't use it because it's something which is nitche. It's lost its place in the world of Kodesh. And once something is nitche, it can't come back, because nitche means it's out. Once it's out, it can't come back in again. There's a concept in Kodesh called Yotze Mechitzaso. Anything that left its mechitza, it becomes possible. Leaving your makom, your shoresh, is in itself a cutoff of the biggest kind, and you don't come back again. There's another mahalach of being cut off. It says on the pasuk Nitche Yisrael Yichanes. We say it it's in Tehillim and Kufim Zayin. We say it every day in the Shir Shirims, in the Halukas. I'm sorry. We say Boinu Yerushalayim Hashem Nitche Yisrael Yichanes. So Chazal say, what a nitchim, kegoin koirach, there was nitche before Moshe. So it's a medrash shakotayt over there. And ochon, there was nitche for Yeshua. I mean, if nitche Yisrael means simply people in Golos, there's no lack, I mean, it doesn't require any great mishalim to tell us who nitche Yisrael are. I mean, everybody's nitche Yisrael. The answer is, when we speak in terms of a makor and a sheirish, from where people are yoinik dechius, the manigador, the godlador, is the sheirish and the makor from where people are yoinik dechius. So kairach, all the other, there were other balei aveira, but there were meraglim. There were people who worshipped the eagle, but they weren't head on head being monotic themselves from Moshe. They were doing their averus because whatever reason. So, but Korach was being monotic himself from Moshe specifically, and Achan, it was, I guess, Yeshua's first gezeir, first gezeir or cherem that somebody was over. There was a certain Kriyas Tagger on the on Yeshua's Malucha, on Yeshua's Malchus, and Manhigus, and therefore that's considered to be being to tear themselves from that cherish. That is a dichui. That is somebody that is nitche. He came out of his place. He lost his place, and losing your place means that you don't have any viability. It's just like if you pull a plant out of the ground, it is dead. It doesn't die instantly, but it is on its way to shriveling because it cannot survive not in its context, which is Adama. The same thing is true here also. I want to explain the pasuk of the musig, of the difference between someone that was cast out or not. We said before that the word dochui usually means to push. That's something which is a part of the word. It's like when docha, the verb of nitche is the nifal of docha. And we asked, how does that fit in? And the answer is because when you push somebody out, when you push somebody out via dying, when somebody leaves of his own free will, then it's possible to come back. There's no reason why not. So I can't really say that I'm a nutuk because, you know, it's something which is possible that, you know, if I was the one who decided to leave, so I can make he turned back. But if somebody pushed me out, then the pshat is I have no way of coming back because I was cut from my place. The dechi is a state of being. Halei ragli mi dechi kisal tavshi mamavas halei ragli mi dechi. Dechi is the state of being of being homeless, the state of not having a place to be. So dechi is a mitzias because when a person is nitche, when a person has been pushed out, he no longer has its place. That's the difference between being pushed out or leaving. So the chiyah in the big picture is something which is a matzav. It's a metzias of going and being cut off from one's roots. Those are the nitchi Yisrael, and that's the chelak of Klal Yisrael that the clock is ticking for the misa, because being that something can't exist in itself, and something can't exist without its being part of Klal Yisrael, being part of Yisrael, of the Bris Yisrael, and so on, the person is now is basically been yanked out of the ground and is dying, is dead. That's Nitche Amo Yisrael. And it's by far worse when somebody is in a shibud of a gula. It's one thing. When a person is a nitche, the person is not suffering. The person is gone. Even if he's still around, unless he's replanted at a certain point or reconnected, it's something which he is bound, is in the process of disintegrating. But there's another mahalach in the Bria, and it's one of the deepest mahalachim in the Bria. It's something which is on the borderline of Saidus Abriya, but being that it's psukim and it says in different places, we can at least understand it. Let's touch on the parasha. There's a parasha in Shmuel Beis Perek Yudalet. The Avshalom killed Amnon. The king wanted to kill. David wanted to kill him. Yoav sent a woman, Isha from Tekoa, to try and convince David through a marshal, to convince him to let off and not to kill Avshalom. So, in her words, the woman says the following pasuk. She says, "Ki mois nomos, we're all going to die." It's like water that spills out on the ground, that drips out to the ground and doesn't get gathered in again. It just disintegrates, it dissipates. And well, it's not clear in the context. And he thinks machshavos that there should not be a nidach. In the context and the flow of the Sipat Varim, the Pasha Pshat is that she wants that the Melech, since life is so precious and it's running out, and the Melech should do something to save his life and so on. That's the flow in the Pesukim. The Bali, the Kadmonim, and have a Meseris, that the Sheirish for Gilgal and the Inyan of Gilgal is in this Pasuk. And it means as follows, that it's going on a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Choshev Machshavos is going on Elokim, the Choshev Machshavos, there is a Mahalach of Hashgacha, of extraordinary Hashgacha, Levilti Yidach Men Nidach, that nothing should ever lose its Makom. That is what the Hashgacha of, there's a unique Hashgacha. It works in ways, being that hashgacha is a stira sometimes to al bechira. A person has a bechira to be menatik himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also works with extraordinary hashgachas, to which includes of the neshama coming back for a tikkun. We don't understand this process. It's not something that we can talk about lightly or discuss. But all we know is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mahalach of bringing back every nekuda, that there not be a nidah and a bria, is something which is greater than our tfisa and the heck of our machshava. There's ongoing hashgacha, and the hashgacha specifically points at the vilti yirach men nidah. There's a Rebbe Bechaya that explains it. I wouldn't say explains it, but is matgishit, and is a very, very important Rebbe Bechaya. It's in Shmois on the Yudim Midas. He says, "Valderach haKabbalah peiket avin avos albanim zel soida ibur." The musig of peiket avin avos albanim is going on a soida ibur, which is a general reference to Gilgulim. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries many times, 2-3 times, to bring back a person. Vadina zehu inyan amachshavah shamat kohes leDavid. And this is the Pshat Nispasik that we just read, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mechashev Lebulti Yidach Men Anidach. The Hashkocha of Lebulti Yidach Men Anidach is the Hashkocha to trying to bring things back even where it hasn't, even where it seems impossible from our understanding. The understanding in the Pasik breaking up in Abbas al-Banim means sometimes we see people suffering for something that happened that their fathers did wrong. It's part of the mahalach of being metaken the fathers. It's somehow a process of being metaken what was. More than that, we don't know. We don't understand. We just know it's there. And now Rabbi Chaya says, "V'yeshchad liknes leiv lovna mayma nimas shebeseif haboyer." There's a mayma in Seif haboyer. Seif haboyer is one of the halachim in the Zohar. Omer Rabbi Chumoi, ha'oyer kodem lebrias ha'olam. Light comes before brias ha'olam. Shenema, it says, yihi or, vayihi or. Armuloi, so they said, kodem yitzias bin chotas ha'tar. How can you create the crown for the son S-O-N, before he's born? So he said, I'll give you a mashal. It's like a king that wanted to have a son, and he found a beautiful crown, and he said, this is going to be for my son. And they asked him, how do you know your son is worthy? He told them, Shtoik kachola machshava. Ola v'noida. It's already there. And then he brings the pasuk in the Zohar, Shenema v'choshev machshava is lebult yidach men nidach ad kam. Brings the same pasuk. He says, v'chesed Hashem is brought l'Yisrael she'oivd min o'ilum haba as yizkar kol ufam. Let's discuss this a little bit. Let's talk about this mashal here. He's giving us a mashal. If the world were to start with the creation of man, so then be'etzem, man deserves, there's oyer, doesn't deserve, there's no oyer. There's no atara for him if he doesn't deserve it. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the oyer first, created the atara first. Adam was created as the chetimtzah to bring it out. In other words, Adam is mushrash, and Adam meaning Yisrael in this case, is mushrash in that world of ayir, and the question is only how to bring it out. The mashal of the king is, when the king wants to have a son, it's because he wants the melucha to go on, and therefore the son is the chetimtzah for the melucha. He doesn't start with a son and then decide, does he want to give melucha now? What he wants is the hemshch of his malchus, and the son is the chetimtzah for it. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashmach Shabbos. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every bria that has a makom, this is the knetcha boy. Every bria that has a makom, because it has a makom, therefore, it's the hashgacha will bring it back to its shoresh. As long as something still feels that it's a nidcha, as long as something still feels that it should have been there, that this is where it is, this is its metzias, it's going to be there, and it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure it's going to be there. The Maral, when he speaks in Netzach, he's Mayrich Barichus about the Musig of that which is natural can't be, that which is unnatural can't be, and since it's unnatural for Klal Yisrael to be in Golus, they can't be there. He's touching on this Nikuda, that Mitzad the Ikka Mitzias Yisrael, it's Shmushush in Kedusha, not Yisrael, and therefore any matzav that Kaisel is not in its natural matzav is something which is going to it's going to strive to reattach itself. So long as a person has in himself that chius, he will come back to it. There's a word from the Imre Emes, and he says that Mikabetz Nitche Amo Yisrael is Rosh Tevis Naomi. Naomi was someone from Klal Yisrael that was Nitche. She left Eretz Yisrael, she left Klal Yisrael, she went to Moab. And in Moab, her children married Moab, Moabios. She herself came from somebody that was held to be Osir Klal Yisrael, that she doesn't have a Mokum Klal Yisrael. Her grandchildren were Moavim, possibly, and might possibly fall under the getter of Leyofer Moavi. They were, she, Naomi, both and herself, having gone off to stay Moav. She went from Beis Lechem Yehuda, and she went to stay Moav. She became one of those Nidchim. She was the Nidach. Her children, David HaMelech, was a Nidach. And they were people that were considered not having a Makom. They're being Goel, her roots being Goel, the Soda. In other words, she needed a Makom, that's Israel. Naomi's coming back is Mekabetz Nitche Am Yisrael. It's very interesting that the Rebbe Arla Rebbe, who was a kanoi as big as you can imagine, once said that, you know, he said, if you see so many children of Shlomo Emunei Yisrael are going off to Derech and becoming Kofrim and so on, but he said, so long as there's a Nitzitz Kedusha there, the Nitche Yisrael Yechanis, the kinus of Nitche Yisrael is a process that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mavtiach has takes place. If he no longer is a Nitche Yisrael, if he sees himself as being completely Mushosh and stay more off, if he's Mishtar Zemor, he's not Nitche anymore. But as long as he is without something else, as long as he's still Shayat Yisrael, he falls on Nitche Yisrael, and he falls under the hashgacha of the Bayidah Merida. Two inyanim I'd like to bring out with Lemaisa. First of all, it gives us a different perspective on the Afoida that we put into what's called the Kibbeh Chaykin. Let's give a mashal. If a person, let's say there would be a chiyo of a mitzvah and inyan to be Megaya Geir, so it would be a sales pitch. We'd come to somebody as no shaykhis, and we try to sell him something, I try to interest him, and try to get him on board, and so on. And in that case, the process would be a process of interesting someone, seeding. It would have a sort of yesh me'ayindik surah to it. We have a different picture. The oyer came before the ben. The Torah came before the ben melech. The person that we see in front of us is a nidach, and what we need to do is to reconnect them to Klal Yisrael. And you see, it's something that happens in ways. A person drifts into a shul, a person knows nothing, and he begins to feel part of it. A person sits down by a gemara, and he begins to feel part of it. Even the things that the arguments and the points and so on. We'd like to tell ourselves that it's the chachma that we have and the passion and everything else, and not being gavei anybody's chilek, but it's really a process of putting it back in its element. It's like you take a plant, and if it's not dead yet, you put it in the ground, it starts blossoming again. If you take sometimes tissue and you grow it, it things that reconnect, that regenerate, the mechaber two things in the body, it begins to regenerate, begins to reconnect. The avoided is aptly described as the reconnection, because that's where the problem was. And bringing the person into a meaningful connection, and we can ask ourselves, and do you think that sitting in a base medrash of Rav Mitzvah is going to do it? Logically, it makes no sense. And being part of it, see what it's davening very erlich and very stark, is going to do it. Doesn't really make sense. I mean, if we would see devout, I don't know, Hindus worshipping, besides facts after the Sarah, we shrug our shoulders. It's not something that should be mashpia, something we could admire, but it's not. It draws a person. The Teretz is because we're dealing now with the chelek of Yisrael that's called Nidchei Am Yisrael. And what the Nidoch is missing is Makor. He's missing his karka, his natural medium to connect. And the Mela, what the person is doing, what we're doing is we're connecting them. We connect them to Torah, we connect them to Tefillah, to Tzibur, to Kohol, to Klal Yisrael, to Bnei Yisrael. That's really what we're doing. And there's a second important nekuda, second important inyan that we need to draw from this. And that is, it's very important for people that are mekarbim in their own right, that they need to understand the chshivas of being mushrash, of having a makor. Yes, it takes a lot of strength to remain stark wherever you are. That's a great credit to people's stamina. One asks their shailas to Hashem Dolim, to the Rebbeim, and so on. And that's very chashuv. But it's very chashuv to remain, to have a shrush in some place. To have a tkuf in the year when you come back to Beis Medrash, you hang up your kirav gear, and you mechaber yourself to that tzibur. There are different ways. There are people who live close enough to a makom that they can come in and either learn or daven at a very mishtaka place. I'm not giving pratistika hatsos, but understand the dynamics of it. It's very, very important that every person remains mushras and not has from become a nitche, because a nitche can also look perfect, but he's a nitche, he's a dochut, and he's not part of that tzibur. What we've spoken about, to sum up, is first of all, that of all the aspects of Golus that there is in Chal Yisrael, the aspect that is the most difficult, the one that sits at the very edge of Chal Yisrael, or perhaps at the outside of Chal Yisrael, is the Nidchei Am Yisrael. We define Nidchim like the Malbum, that these are people that have lost their connection to the Makom. And if, you know, Kivu Shalitatsman a Klal, Kafa Beikar, you don't, if you're not part of a Klal, you're not, and these are people that don't dream that they're Eden, don't see themselves as Eden, don't have a Shaychus to anything that we would call the topsoil of Yiddishkeit. And so it's not Kir V'chaykim, we're not dealing with people who fall to the midst and so on, we're dealing with Nidachim. The single most important thing to do with a Nidach is to reconnect it, is to give it those chiburim with a klal. A klal could be Teiris Yisrael, is the klal of Yisrael, Tefillah of the Tzibur, many of the Inyanim that's mechaber him to a certain, to a sense of Yisrael. It's an avoida. We become shutvim takarish baruch hu in one of the most powerful and hidden process of the bria, which is the choshev machshavas of building yidach menemidach, this b'china of the most hidden hashkacha is dafke to these people, b'vita yidach men yidach, and a person who's zeicha becomes a shutif takarish baruch in that avoda, and that makes it an incredible. It gives us an incredible chizuk to understand that we're part of that great process. And finally, it teaches us that we need to that being a mushrash is the very essential, the most essential thing that we can do to ensure our own survival is to be mushrashim. And therefore, no matter how strong and how well and how wonderful, every person needs to find his makom, the makom that's his, not the makom that he's mashpia. Find his way of being mashish himself. And once we're firmly entrenched and we're firmly mushrash, then we should be zeicher to this aspect of gula, which is probably probably the core of the gula. HaKadosh Baruch Hu being the kabbet zidcham in Yisrael. And the Nitcheu came back, but David HaMelech, she has a king of the very beginning.